From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a historic world climate agreement.
The amendment and decisions are adopted.
That is Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources, Vincent Biruta, declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a climate meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. The Greenhouse Gas Reduction Accord divides the countries into three groups with different timeframes for starting their reduction. United States Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy.
We are now turning the curve on one of the most potent group of greenhouse gases, the ones that are contributing significantly to global warming, we're expected to continue to escalate. We are going to be chopping that down to a very minimal level by the middle of this century. It's a historic agreement.
The cost, she says, will be minimal.
We know that the costs will be reasonable for the kind of reductions we're going to get. This, in fact, will be the cheapest reductions available to us today to turn the curb on global warming.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of the gases incrementally, starting with a 10% cut by 2019. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting today in Lausanne, Switzerland, for the first time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. The meeting comes in the wake of warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducting a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes in eastern Aleppo. This is VOA News. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of the Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old who'd been granted asylum, was detained with the help of Syrian migrants. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and call the police. The man, whose voice was disguised, was given the assumed name of Mohammed A to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out someone would hatch such a plan, given that Germany had opened the doors for Syrian refugees. In the meantime, three people have been arrested in the United States in the state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The British pound has fallen sharply over the last 2 weeks and is now at record lows against the U.S. dollar, losing around 20% of its value since the U.K. vote to leave the European Union. Henry Ridgway reports from London.
For a short time this week, a thick black spread called Marmite, a British breakfast time favourite, became the unlikely first victim of the plunging pound. Its maker, the giant multinational Unilever, says the drop has forced up import costs, which it wants to pass on to retailers. Tesco, Britain's biggest supermarket, refused, so Marmite and several other Unilever products began disappearing from its shelves. The dispute was resolved, but currency analyst Kathleen Brooks of Gain Capital in London says it shows that Brexit is starting to bite.
Yes, Marmite might be packaged in the UK or put together in the UK, but all of the individual ingredients, even things like the glass, where the label comes from, that's all from abroad.
Ultimately, Brooks says it's consumers who will likely pay for a plunging currency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. In U.S. politics, two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Trump denied all of the allegations at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina. President Obama campaigned on behalf of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, where he said she's prepared to be president while Trump is not. One aggregate of voter polls indicates Clinton leads Trump by 6 points nationally, with the election less than a month away. The Obama administration has announced the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. The administration approved a package of regulatory changes that's intended to expand scientific, humanitarian, trade, and commercial opportunities between the U.S. and Cuba. The changes will take effect on October the 17th. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.